University of Central Florida cheerleaders lead the warm-up for the Susan Komen Race for the Cure for Breast Cancer at UCF's Orlando campus. The participants are thinking about the race ahead, but they took some time out to talk healthcare and politics. Race volunteer Pam Anderson is from Volusia County.
We have barely needed health care reform for a long time, but in going over the bill, which takes a couple of days to read, I really think that maybe all the issues we're facing today aren't the answer.
You heard that right. She says it took her 2 days to read the 900-plus page bill. Many people don't have that kind of time, like Denise Metz, mother of two and personal trainer, also from Volusia.
As every American, you have bills to pay, children to take care of, you have life, and sometimes that needs to come first before your understanding reform.
It's not just race-goers who are confused about the law. Some doctors are just as uncertain about its future implications. Fort Myers plastic surgeon Douglas Stevens is a member of the Florida Medical Association.
I think that what we've ended up with here is, nobody knows what we ended up here. I mean, nobody really understands where this is going to go and how this is exactly going to work.
Last year's debate on the bill on the House floor got confrontational, and it catapulted one Central Florida Democrat onto the national stage.
Die quickly. That's right. The Republicans want you to die quickly if you get sick.
That's Orlando Congressman Alan Grayson. Republicans on the floor, like Congressman John Micah of Winter Park, fired back. He said he was hearing a different message from his constituents.
Halt the dismantling of America. Say no to government-run health care.
It took months of negotiations between the two parties before Congress passed a bill earlier this year. The health care law will require all Americans to have health insurance and bar insurance companies from dropping patients with pre-existing conditions. All Republicans voted against the bill, and it's a campaign issue for candidates in this year's election. The GOP is still staunchly opposed to the law, even on the state level. In a debate on Univision, Florida gubernatorial candidate Rick Scott said Obama's health care plan won't do anything to reduce costs.
It's a disaster for patients. It's going to end up, it cut $500 billion out of Medicare. It's going to ration care, and it's going to bankrupt each of our states and our country.
He supports a state constitutional amendment that would prohibit the federal government from imposing President Obama's individual health insurance mandate. But many Florida Republicans, including U.S. Senate candidate Marco Rubio, want to get rid of the health care law altogether. Here's Rubio on a recent ABC News debate.
It cannot be saved. It must be repealed and replaced with common sense ideas that allow individual Americans to buy health insurance from any company in America that will sell it to them.
But the Democrats dispute the argument the plan will ration care. They also say it will save money in the long run and also help the uninsured get coverage.
You have to look at what's happening in real Florida. Real Florida people don't have insurance.
That's Democratic Senate candidate Kendrick Meek in the same ABC debate.
I'm the only one here that understands that 3,500 Floridians lose their insurance every week. That's a fact. That's not fiction.
Back at the breast cancer race, the runners line up under the starting banner. Over at the finish line, race volunteer Pam Anderson arranges some bananas on a table for the runners. She says even though she's a registered Republican, she's not sure how healthcare policy will influence her vote this year.
I want somebody who's willing to work on the issue and not just interested in bashing the other side. I think that's a problem. They're not willing to sit down together and work together.
Busy mom Denise Metz also isn't sure how she's going to vote. She wishes the politicians would make the issue less confusing.
Put it in layman's term, and then maybe we'll all sit down and read it, and we'll have more voters at the booth.
Like Metz, many race-goers say they still need to decipher the contents of the bill. Only then could the issue of health care affect their votes. For 90.7 WMFE News and HealthyState.org, I'm Yuna Lee.